Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 3rd, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voaindebele.com.
And if you have just joined us tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young Africans, an initiative of the President of USA, that is Mr. Barack Obama.
Mr. Obama addressed the 2015 yearly fellows today, noting that the number of fellows will increase from 500 to 1,000 next year. Speaking at a presidential yearly summit, President Obama said some young Americans will now be part of the program as they will be sent to Africa for a similar learning experience.
About 500 yearly fellows, including 30 Zimbabweans, are currently in Washington, D.C. for the program, which empowers young African people through academic coursework, leadership training, and networking.
The fellowship provides outstanding young leaders from sub-Saharan Africa with the opportunity to hone their skills at U.S. higher education institutions with support for professional development after they return home.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
You can also send us a message or WhatsApp. Our number is 001-202-465-0318, or post messages on Twitter, Facebook, or email at studio7news@voanews.com.
Yabuhambe zulandaba lingachona njani lapha likhona khona ngapho ngemakhaya thina ngapha lojonga hayi siphile sibe lokumagama intembo ukuthi uphile jonga
angiyaphila ndoda
yeke kunjalo ke fowethu so ke esixoxa ngakho zulukandaba lamhlanje ihlelo lolu okuthiwa yiMandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders. Siyakwazi ukuthi-ke uhlelo lolu lwaqalisa ngomnyaka ka-2010 lokho liqhubeka siya phambili. Kulabantu abangu-30 abavele eZimbabwe abaphakathi kohlelo lolu. Kube sokusithi-ke lamhla-ke sizwile umongameli u-Obama ekhuluma ngejonge esithi uzathi abantu babe baningi besuka ku-500 kuye ku-1,000. Sitsho lapha-ke abantu abavela emazweni e-Afrika. Ye, khonapho-ke uthi bakhona njalo abanye abamelika oyamele baye khona ngale e-Afrika. Ye, ukuthi labo baqhube okufanayo.
Anzi kanti lokanenda kunobva kamwe.
Anti uyabonani. So ukhulume njalo futhi wathi sebezuze i-$1 billion yokuthi uqhubeke uhlelo lolu lube luhlelo olohlonzi mfowethu.
Ndizvozvo.
Ye, kunjalo.
Hongu vateereri nevari kutiona tichitaura kudai nhasi tiri kukurukura nezvechirongwa cheyali Young African Leaders Initiative chakaumbwa nemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica President Barack Obama mugore ra2010. Pane zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe pane vanhu vari muno vanokwana kuita iwo mazana mashanu kana kuti 500. Pane zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinoita 30 kana kuti 30 zviri pachirongwa ichi. Uye vaObama vaziisa kuti nekufamba kuri kuita chirongwa chichibudirira uye une huwandu hwevanhu varoda kupinda muchirongwa ichi vachawedzera huwandu kubva pa500 pamazana mashanu kuenda pachiuru chimwe chete kana kuti 1,000. Uye vaisawo mari inoita $1 billion yekuti chirongwa chinge chichienderera mberi. Zvii zvimwe zvingazodiwa nevana veZimbabwe kana nevana veAfrica tichibatsirwa kudai Gibbs.
Ye, kunjalo ke jonga. Right now I think we've got our reporter Tatenda Kumbo who is on the line at the yearly presidential summit. And I'm told by our producer that she has got some challenges with her phone. So are you there, Tatenda? Oh, we've got Tino. Tino.
Hello. Yes, this is Tino.
Oh, Tino, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. How is the summit?
It is going very well. Very well indeed.
Excellent. Yeah. So, yes, tell us a bit about what happened today. Eh?
Well, the summit kicked off quite nicely. All 500 of us up bright and early and queuing in. It was very interesting seeing that many young leaders all in one place. Mm-hmm. And we got in and kicked off right away with a couple of discussions on youth involvement in politics in Africa, as well as how we can start or initiate change in Africa as well. And eventually then the president himself arrived and gave his address to us. Mm-hmm. So it was very brisk, very to the point, but very poignant as well.
Mm-hmm. Tino vazhinji vangada kuzva kuti nditino ani uyu vatiri kutaura naye tinozava nditino diwa
nditino diwa makoni
makoni okay nokuti takangoti tino vari kumusha havaziva kuti tino kune ana tino akawanda vari kuamerica hatichaziva kuti nditino makoni aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nerubatsiro rwamuri kuwana kubva kuhurumende yeamerica kuburikidza nechirongwa chapuresident obama asi iwe sechizvara chezimbabwe zvii zvaungati wawana nhasi pamamasondo amagara muno nekusvika nhasi pamapfiga chirongwa ichi zvaungatakura kumusha nekuvimbisa vachapindawo muchirongwa ichi
ndofunga kuti manetworks networks amongst the Africans kuamerica kwacho it's been very very good linking up with people and realizing what you can do as Africans and then in connecting with the Americans, who you can. Some people have got very, very strong ones, some less so, but really the ones intra-Africa have been absolutely brilliant. And then, yeah, a lot of information in terms of processes. In India, I was in the business and entrepreneurship, so a lot of systems, a lot of how-tos in terms of running robust, scalable businesses, we learned a lot of that. It was like doing an MBA. So that was also fantastic. And then, I was at Clark Atlanta University, so they're also very keen to keep in touch with us, keep working with us, and well into the future, especially the city of Atlanta, very excited to continue working with us, and the business league there. So I can't speak for every university, but at least where I was, we got a lot.
Yes, urandaba lapho uthino uyakhuluma ke umfoko amakhono uthi ukholisile khona ngale ke lapha kanti khona ekhangela ngikhona ukuthi yena usebenza kanjani ezama ezenhlelo ezokuhambisa ezencingo okunjalo ye so simzwile njalo sithi hey uthe khona ngale ke ku Obama ube thabele sithi abe khona and njalo ubona ngazana uhlelo lolulwencedo kakhulu kwenza ukuthi lusungule abantu endubeni zabo so kodwa ke ndombuzo lapha kuthino Mr. Makone now there are some people who normally say okay you are in the USA and now you are back in Zimbabwe you'll be back soon that's what I'm trying to say and maybe you'll be trying to implement certain programs and they'll say oh who is he thinks that maybe he was in USA and is trying to implement this is not working in Zim so how best can you handle that kind of scenario
Well, I'd say anyone who's come here already was doing something. Whatever they were working on was already active and running. So what they'll do is probably be implementing slight changes, but it's not like they're starting from scratch. We expect that anything new we've learned is going to be a bit difficult to now teach the people around you. But that's an inescapable hurdle. You're just going to have to try and push and explain why you want to change. That's also said, we're not taking everything back. You've only taken back what works for you. Mm-hmm. You leave what doesn't work. Not everything that works in America is going to work in Zimbabwe or in any other African country. You have to put it into context and then try and apply it. Mm-hmm. And then you see results.
So what business are you in?
I run the Zimbabwe Comic Book and Digital Arts Convention, and I also have a creative studio. So I'm in animation, illustration, design, that side of field. And then I also dabble in film and videography. So, yeah, that's my area.
So now, with the experience that we have, Mr. Makone, do you think it would be really manageable for you to implement something back home?
Yes. I'll be able to give you a better answer after the PDE, since I've got another 6 weeks here, where I'll now actually be in a company and literally take things specifically related to myself. Then I'll have a more rounded approach. But from the business principles that I've learned, after these last 6 weeks, I decided to completely change how I've been doing business. The reason I'm doing business remains the same, but there's some things that I was doing wrong that I can see were holding back some progress I could have had. And some things I need to now double up on, things that I was taking for granted that I now need to do with more effort. So, it's going to be good.
Now, usually people will say again, you know, these programs have got some merits and demerits, you know. So what do you think could be most probably some pitfalls which can be improved in the near future?
Pitfalls would be that a lot of Americans have not come to Africa. So some of their viewpoints and perspectives are, they're not entirely relevant to what you may be doing. You have to take it upon yourself to see where things fit, which of course you should be doing anyway, but that could be amended. And I was glad that the president said today that they're doing a sort of reverse YALI, where they'll be sending some Americans to Africa for a reversal of this. So hopefully that'll change things in the future. Aside from that, because you're operating as a group and you've got so many people doing different things. I mean, in my group, I had people who were importing, exporting coffee, as much as I had tech people, all doing different things. So maybe more specificity in terms of dealing with individual needs. I don't know how they'll do that, but that would also be a great way to improve the program.
So, vamakoni, tanzwa kuti pane urongwa hwekuti zvizvarwa zvese kuno kuAmerica vechidiki vaende kuZimbabwe vachinodzidzawo nezvekuZimbabwe. Matambiro ose urongwa ihwo tichiona kuti vanhu vamamuchigara nawo kuno munoziva zvavanoda, munotarisirawo kuti vangasangana nematambudziko here vazoendawo kuZimbabwe.
I think if they come to Zimbabwe, they just have a very interesting experience. That's all I can say. I can't say too much about that. I don't know kuti zvichazofamba sei, but then all I can say is if they do send some people to Zimbabwe, I'm not sure if we're on the list, but if they do, it'll be brilliant. Depending on the company, they'll learn a different type of business, and it's more about learning how to do business in more complex situations, which could be useful for them as much for us. And also, we own my contacts, my systems, and it can help more people than just us who came this time.
We know that, Mr. Makoni, you had given us 5 minutes to talk to you, but if you wish we can continue for another 3-4 minutes, it's all up to you. So at the moment, I think you can stay for a while, right?
I wish I could. I'm supposed to be going into a workshop right now. So
Okay, no, that's fine. So, Mr. Makoni, thank you very much.
For Tino, Makoni. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Let me hand you over.
Yeah, thank you so much. Ms. Kumbo, are you there? Now we are switching over to our reporter, Tatenda Kumbo. Tatenda, are you there? I guess we've got some slight challenges. So now let's hear something from one of the people that was at the YALI.
And of course, we're here at the Mandela Washington Fellowship Presidential Summit, where President Barack Obama just finished speaking to an electrified group of 500 young African leaders who I think left here a little bit inspired. And Tunga, what did you think?
Very excited and exciting experience indeed. It was at the tender. And the most important part is that Obama has promised to double the number of the participants in this program from 500 this year to 1,000 next year. And that's a big deal.
That is an absolutely big deal. And I don't know what we're going to do because we had 30 Zimbabweans this year. So I don't know, maybe 60 Zimbabweans next year. I'm super excited. But hey, let's take a look at what happened earlier today. Some of Obama's speech, some of the guys we got to speak to. Check it out.
And of course, the first clip there was coming from the summit itself, the presidential YALI summit. And those were two of our reporters, Tatenda Kumbo and Tukamele Nkomo. Then we saw a grand entrance by President Obama, you know, and the YALI fellows were singing
happy birthday
to him. He's turning 54 tomorrow.
Mangwana.
Yes. Kusasa njalo. Yes. Obama, yes. uyabe seleminyaka engu-54. Sikhuluma nje ikona ngale kuyali kukhanyakazana ukhulume kakhulu ngokunengi xa sukubuya ezamabhizimusi la kuthe akuthuthukiswe. Ungathini ngakhonokho?
Hongu mangwana mutungamiri weAmerica vaObama vanoi vari kusimudzira chirongwa icho chekuti vechidiki vekuAfrica vemabhizimusi vanga vachiuya kuno vari kusvitsa makore makumi mashanu nemana ekuberekwa 54 saka tanzwa apo vechidiki vari mumusangano mavanga vari imomo vachiimba makorokoto kana kuti happy birthday kuna vaObama. Zvinhu zvinofadza nokuti tiri kuona kuti chirongwa ichi chiri kusimudzirwa kuendeswa mberi. Vawedzera mari, vawedzera uwandu wevanhu vachanga vachiuya kuno, zvinhu zvinofadza Gibbs.
Yee, kunjalo kakhulu. So kuna vanhu vanenge kuqhanzwa ngelo kuti vave khona ngomnyaka zayo. So right now we've got some two fellows who are actually at the presidential summit right now. Let's hear what they're saying.
Well, my name is Claude Marco. I'm a creative social entrepreneur from Zimbabwe working to empower young people through innovative creative arts.
And Claude, we just ended the town hall meeting with President Barack Obama. What's your initial reaction?
Well, my initial reaction is that, I mean, we echoed the sentiments that the African fellows that came for Yali were hoping to get out of this, where their cause have been, let's create homegrown solutions, let's empower women in all our areas of economic, social, and political influence so that Africa can move forward.
And you know, earlier in the day, there was a lot of talk about rebranding Africa. What's your take on that, especially the whole idea of Africa, you know, being a continent, not a country?
Well, I think the onus is also on us. As much as we want other people to tell our story in the right way, but I think we have to create the right stories and tell them in the right way. Otherwise, if we create bad conditions, bad environment, media always look at us. So I think we have to create a very hospitable, very positive environment for our young people to grow, for our old elderly to be respected.
Okay, my name is Stanley Nyamanindi, and I'm a projects lawyer for the Law Society of Zimbabwe, currently coordinating the desk for continuous professional development. I think it was a very strong message that we got to say that the responsibility for keeping Africans in Africa and contributing to the development of their nations is primarily in the hands of our leadership back home.
And you know, what was one of the key things that you took away from what President Obama was saying, or even some of the questions from the audience, your fellow Mandela Washington fellows?
Well, I think a critical issue that came out is that the youth are a very special niche or a link in terms of changing the attitude of the African and the world society going into the future. And I am very happy to know that we have a long-term outlook in terms of this initiative. This is only the second class, but hearing President Obama talk about 15, 20 years from now really gave me the idea that this is a realistic goal and it will be achievable.
Because development for us without us is no meaningful development. So let's not wait from outsiders. We should be the champion of development. In our communities, it's that small. It can be in Dinga, in the village of Kariangwe, wherever it might be. It can be in Murambinga, it can be in Mutare, it can be in Rwanda, Plumton. Let's stand up and rise to the occasion. I think that's what I can say.
Those are the three young African leaders, you know, from Zimbabwe. We know that there are 30 of those young leaders who are actually attending this kind of program. So they are saying basically they got a lot of inspiration from President Obama. Yeah, sibonile lapha abathathu akade bekhuluma kona ngale eyali bekhuluma lo mnumzana ke uNtukamili Nkomo kanye le reporter yethu ke uNkosazana Tatela Kumbo. Yeah, bebekhuluma ke ngokuthi bafuna ukuthi kwenziweni nxa bona sebeqedile uhlelo lolu kumbe ongakhangelelwa ngesikhathi esibuyayo. Sizwile ke omunye wabo esithi kukhanya ngani uhlelo lolu luyahamba isikhathi esiyegatshana kakhulu. Ngoba umnumzana Obama ukhulume ngokuthi 20 so years ago, I mean to come, kuyabe uhlelo lolu soluvuliwe. So nxa ukuthi soluvuliwe lunjalo, bathi kukhanya kule mpilo khona phakathi. Baphinde njalo bakhuluma ngokuthi bona kumele bazibambe esidukwini nxa sokubuya ukuthi bakuthuthukise lapha bakhona. So ke bathi kumele abantu besukume benze khonokho kumele bakwenze. Hayi khona umuntu nxa sebuyele khona ngale akhoqa izandla ahlale phezukwazo. akwenzi lokho mfowethu.
Angisenza.
Isebenza sibi.
Yes.
Uyakhumbula ingoma leyana?
Yeah.
Mombe miri madonki macha. Aziko kolo.
Ndizo zvo.
Yakunjalo mfowethu.
Angisenza namwecha uya.
Ngizamile sibi.
Ndizo zvo chaizvo. Manzwa kune vamwe vatatu vechikwata chemakumi matatu vakabva kuZimbabwe. Vari muchirongwa cheyali. Vanga vachitaura nezviri kuitika nezvawawana pamwe nezvavanotarisira kunoita vadzokera kumusha. Tanzwa zvakare kuti vaObama vauimbisa musangano iwe kuti kana dai vakanga vabva pautungamiri wenyika chirongwa cheyali charamba chiripo. Zvinhu zvinofadza izvozvo. Saka ndirotarisira kuti haakuda kuti tinge tichinzwa kuna Tatenda Gumbo.
Yes, right now we've got Tatenda Gumbo, our reporter at the Presidential Yali Summit. Ms. Gumbo, good evening and welcome to the program. It's good to see her face, but we can't hear her voice, unfortunately. So let's hope that our producers are going to fix this. Tatenda, we'll come back to you very, very shortly because we can see her face, right?
Can you hear me now?
Now we can hear her. So
okay.
I think you are live on air. You are really live on air right now.
So yes, how are you, Gibbs and Jonga?
No, tiro apenyo. Tino tenda zvikuru.
We are really good. Kunjani?
Anya pila Gibbs.
So give us a rundown, you know, a round up, you know.
Yeah, as you guys have been hearing, we got a chance to, of course, see President Barack Obama giving his speech and also his town hall address with the 500 young African leaders, where he talked about so many different issues. They had wide-ranging questions, and it was also a very fun atmosphere because, you know, these guys were excited. I think they've been waiting, you know, these past 5 weeks just to get a chance to be around each other, all 500 of them, but then also President Barack Obama. So it was a very inspiring and an exciting time to be in that town hall.
Zvizvaungatiwe vana veZimbabwe vanga vari muchirongwa ichi vawana kubva munguva yavagara vari muno.
Andofunga kuti wawana inonzi, I guess, nechirungu inspiration. You know, speaking to these guys, vangachitaura kuti, you know, out of everything, kana vadzokera kuZimbabwe, vari inspired kuti vaite basa dzavo, vashande, you know, very, very hard. Vaona kuti maprograms avo vanenge vachifambira vari kuZimbabwe kumusha.
But also, looking at the expansion of the program from 500 to 1,000, what did the participants say about this?
You know, I think they're very excited. There's some people, I think President Obama even pointed out that about 30,000 applications came this year, and it was a similar number from last year also. So there's a wide-ranging group of, you know, young Africans who are doing a great job wherever they are, also in Zimbabwe, of course. But, you know, they don't, not that they're getting jumped by the computers for such, you know, but they aren't able to participate. So increasing that number will also help get some other people to participate in the program. But then there was also talk of these Yali network hubs, regional hubs that will allow, you know, even any young African who is, you know, wherever they are, if they're in Kenya, if they're in South Africa, even if they're in Zimbabwe, they can even log on the computer and even find these online programs, online classes that will enable them to be able to participate in this Yali experience.
So, Tatenda, the increase in the number of, you know, participants, does it mean, you know, the increase of the quota for Zimbabwe?
I hope so. I think for us it'll be a major task. One of our want this. I think maybe if we look at doubling, it will have 60 Zimbabweans as we have 30 now. But I think it'll be very exciting. I assume that will mean that Zimbabwe will have an increased number. So I would say to all the young Zimbabweans, as we speak now for Studio 7, to gear and start applying for the next round of Yali, which will be next summer.
You're also a young, you know, a young person. So were you inspired by Mr. Obama?
Yes, I have to say I was absolutely inspired. You know, we had a chance to speak to another one of the Yali members from Zimbabwe, Anonzi Divine Dube. And, you know, he's a former journalist, but he's now working, you know, on the community level, working with communities, community radio, community media. So we were just chatting about, you know, how important something like this is from a media perspective and what role we have as, you know, young people in media to portray Africa as what came out earlier in the program, the rebranding of Africa, what it means when someone says I'm African, but then I'm also Zimbabwean. It's a very important thing to be rebranding that ideal and that view. So it's been very, very inspiring.
Tatenda nemunga vechidiki vangada kunzwa nerurimi rwamai kuti iwe semumwe wechidiki angari mukati mevamwe vechidiki anzwa mashoko emutungamiri weAmerica vaBarack Obama wanzwa sei nekurudziro iri kubva kune vamwe vezera rako pamwe nemutungamiri weAmerica.
Indogona ngoti yangu ndainspirewa ase wechidiki ndoona kuti ndine role yangu yekutamba tichitarisa zvandinoita zvemedia nshanda hangu nestudio 7 nambotaura nemumwe mukomana anonzi Divine Dube anoshanda nemacommunity radios tichingotaura hedu kuti se wechidiki tinobva kuZimbabwe tinofanira kungoshanda hedu toona kuti tinoita sei kuita kuti nyika yedu iendere pamberi and andofunga kuti role yedu ichaita very big, I guess I should say. And then tichaona kuti we'll be doing some good things in the future.
Yes, when Yali will be growing, you will also be growing.
indeed.
on a light note, Tatenda, we are informed that maybe we are going to have some families from the Yali, right?
Yes, you know, apparently it seems as if there was a couple that, you know, transpired from the Yali last year. And apparently that couple has now been married. So President Barack Obama made the joke that, you know, out of everything, out of all the connections, they might be continued love connections per se that we can see coming out of Yali. So I'm not sure who it might be, but we'll look forward to find out who might find themselves married in the future with their Yali counterpart.
Thank you so much, Tatenda, and I hope you're going to get us another person there, you know, so that we can, you know, continue discussing issues to do with Yali.
Absolutely. Yes.
Mutatenda lo kati kuluma lati kulamba ke ku studio 7 ukona ngale ke kuyali summit uti ke sokwakhelwe mizi mnumzane
mdzimba
yeyi uti nxa uhlanga labantwana phela kuyaba le mizi so kuthiwa mnumzane Obama ukukhuluma ngakho silwathi ya akusukuthi kuphela kulungiswa ama business la so kulungiswa le mizi
phela kwakadzimba
kuhle kakhulu
ndizvozvo chaizvo tips
kuhle kakhulu
kana kwese kwaunoenda unogona kungosangana one kubva wangotanda da hangugara kunoko asi wanga washanya wauya kunoona kandemiri ubva wana ivhure kumusha kwangu rakanaka vhota ndakutsvaga kwekuvaka kunoko
kunjalo ke
then you move to Zumba maramba pfuku
kunjalo sibili jonga ye so if you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk we are talking about the Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders. We know that Mr. Obama today addressed some of the fellows, you know, here in Washington. So these fellows are bound for Zimbabwe and other countries very, very soon. I think they're leaving anytime soon, right?
Yes, but from one of the Zimbabweans we spoke to earlier, he said he'll remain for 6 weeks here. I think he'll be doing some intensive courses. And when he goes back to Zimbabwe, then I think what we need to know is when they go back to Zimbabwe, what are they doing? They are equipped, they have knowledge, they have everything. Are they going to teach other young business people how to grow? Because not all of them are having the opportunity to come to America for the Yali. But for those who come here, they can still do it from my own thinking. I think they can still try to help other guys develop. I don't know what you think about that.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is really feasible. I mean, I still remember chatting to one of the fellows last year. That is Abigail Mulea. She remained here, you know, when others went back home. And she was telling me that she was attached to a big company here, and she was among several others. So when they went back home, they actually inspired other people, you know,
on the ground.
To do one or two things. And apparently, the Yali fellows that were here last year are attached right now to various organizations. And two of them are one is in Nigeria, that is Emmanuel Ndlovu, and the other, Abigail Mulea, is in South Africa right now as we speak. So we're trying to get them here for the show. So maybe in the second half of the show, we are going to get them. So kungakunja lokho mfowethu ukuthi ya kumele uhambe kuhle.
Njakanaka Stereke andizokuti nguya tayikura Gibbs takaputsana osene zvirongwa zvakadai asi taurira vateereri kuti varambe varipo.
Yeah, isikati mfowethu ungazanisa sikyo mangoi. Yeah, we wish to say goodbye to our radio listeners. We are now streaming live on www.boizimbabwe.com. And I think we are going to come back very, very shortly. Stay tuned.